Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Republican National Convention kicked off in Tampa, Florida today with a banging of a gavel in a largely empty convention hall. That's due to Tropical Storm Isaac, which has prompted convention planners to delay many of their first day activities until tomorrow. So right after the convention was called to order at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, it was immediately recessed in hopes that the worst of the storm will blow over today. WBUR has a team of journalists in Tampa for the convention, and one of them is with us from so-called Radio Row in the convention's media hall. Bob Oakes is, of course, host of WBUR's Morning Edition. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sasha.
Bob, would you set the scene for us? You know, with these activities delayed, I sort of envisioned reporters running around desperate for stories with not a lot happening amid a lot of rain and wind. So what is it like there?
Well, I think there's a great deal of truth to that, Sasha. It rained pretty heavily last night from Isaac, some road closures today. We've also had a little sunshine. But as I look up as I speak to you and I peer out the window, I see it's raining again and the wind is blowing. And reporters, yes, the scramble to find a nugget of news has been on for over 24 hours now from the convention. There's just simply not much news coming out of here yet, but plenty to come starting later.
And the Massachusetts delegation, of course, is playing a much more prominent role than usual. I mean, you know, they're from such a blue state that usually they're kind of these outliers. But because of Mitt Romney being from Massachusetts, they're really playing a big role. Now, you, Bob, have covered a lot of these conventions. Do you sense that they feel that difference, or do you sense that difference?
Oh, I think they're all quite proud of the role that they're playing and the role that they're going to play at this convention. You know, they're not stuck down an aisle or up in some set of rafters as they have been in the past. They're right down front in front of the convention hall. Outside the hall, the delegation is housed in prime space in a hotel right near the convention center, a hotel where we're pretty sure Mitt Romney will be staying later in the week when he arrives. And the pecking order is just so important at conventions. I heard the Texas delegation, for example, is housed at a five-star resort on the beach, a beautiful place, but some of the delegation thinks it's a snub because it's outside the city. So placement-wise, Massachusetts is doing very well.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Republicans trying to get away from the recent focus on social issues, like the abortion debate brought up when Missouri Congressman Todd Akin made those controversial remarks about what he called legitimate rape, and to instead use this convention to try to portray Romney as a down-to-earth guy who cares about the middle class. Do you get a sense that this convention will be more about humanizing Romney than about his specific policy goals?
You know, if these delegates can avoid talking about rape and abortion, they are. And of course, as we know, Ann Romney is scheduled to speak tomorrow night, and the purpose is multifaceted. She undoubtedly will talk about her husband as a great family man, compassionate friend to others, designed to both humanize Mitt Romney and to help close the gender gap among women with President Obama, who outpolls Romney, the gap thought to be widening, especially since the abortion and rape controversy erupted. And other members of the family are here to help fill in the Romney bio. We ran into Craig Romney, for example, the governor's youngest son today, with the Massachusetts delegation. He lives in San Diego, works in real estate investing. He spoke a little about the campaign while also admitting that he himself has not been on the campaign trail much at all.
You know, I don't get out and talk about his policies. I don't know his policies terribly well, you know, as well as I should, but I do know what kind of person he is. And that's, I think, you know, something I can bring to kind of let people get to know what kind of man he is and what drives him.
Funniest moment so far when Craig Romney tried to put to rest one of the burning issues here, whether Mitt Romney dyes his hair to get just the right amount of gray. Craig denied it, says it's his father's own gray, and added it wasn't that long ago when Dad actually started getting his hair cut by a pro. Before that, his wife, Ann, cut his hair.
Another example of humanizing, it sounds like. Bob, Tampa is in a swing county, in a swing state. It's in Hillsborough County. And one of the key voting blocks there is senior citizens. I understand you spent some time speaking to senior citizens this weekend. What observations can you share about Romney's chances with them?
Well, they're just so fascinating. The senior population here is so big, its importance on Election Day can't be understated, especially with Florida as a swing state. Roughly 30% of the population here is over 65. So we wanted to do a roundtable discussion to find out what they're saying in Florida about the controversies over vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's federal budget plan to turn Medicare into a voucher program for future senior citizens. It was interesting because even though the Ryan plan, which is not part of Mitt Romney's plan for Medicare, we should say, or at least as we know it now, and even though it won't impact then because the Ryan plan will only impact future seniors, the six people in the room either expressed opposition or had their doubts about the plan because of how it will impact younger people, their kids, or future generations. But the bottom line was a little surprising. They're all also very much concerned about the state of the economy here, so when we polled them at the end of our conversation, which was over an hour long, it was quite surprising. They were evenly split between Romney and Obama because of their concerns about the economy.
Bob, I also understand you spoke with one of Romney's advisors, Ron Kaufman, a longtime member of the Republican National Committee. What's his perspective on what he hopes Romney will accomplish here?
Put it in a word, Sasha, momentum, which he thinks is an even sure thing, even with the delayed start of the convention because of the weather. Ron Kaufman is a GOP national committee man from Massachusetts who's been working for the party since the mid-1800s, he quipped this morning. But more importantly, he's been a high-level insider for many elections, close to both the George Bushes, especially the first. And he says this campaign reminds him of 1980. Jimmy Carter, the incumbent Democrat, Ronald Reagan, the Republican challenger with the movie star looks, that not everyone knew pretty well. But in the end, as we know, Reagan won in big, and Kaufman thinks that Romney will follow the same script, though he would not say by how much.
That's WBUR's Bob Oakes from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Bob, thank you.
Good afternoon, Sasha.
Bob will have more to report on Morning Edition tomorrow about the senior citizens he spoke with, as well as about a conversation he had with an African-American delegate from Dorchester who wants to represent urban issues at the convention.